real hero. We have first to be heard this afternoon is Mr. North. Is he here?
No, Mr. North isn't here. I'm Roger, but I'm Roger Gardner, not Roger North.
We can hear you first if you like.
Yep, fine. First cab off the rank.
Yep.
So I just sit here and fire away. Is that the procedure?
Yes.
Right. I have made a submission with respect to the proposed plans and policies with regard to the Wanaka CBD. And I declare an interest insofar as I own a building on the Wanaka waterfront that comprises a bar, a Subway franchise, and an upstairs restaurant and offices. My original submission was that, and I'll submit a number 260, I'll give you a hard copy of this to make it easier to follow later, that I strongly support the proposed plan objectives under section 13.2.5, and just briefly, that being the creation of an Ardmore Entertainment Precinct. I think that's a fantastic idea. As the town grows, there's no doubt the downtown Wanaka area and that area on Ardmore through to the waterfront is very much going to be where people are going to gather. Also that the policy permitting a slightly higher increase in the allowable decibels I think is a very good idea. It is interesting, the current decibel limits, a car idling on the street exceeds the decibels allowed, as does waves crashing on the foreshore. So we've got to try and do something to get a little bit more meaningful in that respect. And also the policy that 13.2.5.4 requiring acoustic installation for critical listening environments, including residential activities and visitor accommodation. So that's largely what my submission is, and the decision I'm seeking is to retain the proposed plans, the plan objectives and policies. Now, what I'd also like to do is just spend a little bit of time. It's interesting, my neighbouring property owner has also made a submission with respect to the same policies that I'm supporting, and interestingly, he is opposed to the policies that I am advocating. And I'd just like to very quickly take the panels through a little bit of a background to that, insofar as that they would like to delete the Ardmore Entertainment Precinct, they would like to retain current noise levels, and they'd like to require noise mitigation to be undertaken by noise producers. And in my written submission, which I will give to you, I'd just like to draw the panel's attention to the following. The owner of that building obtained a resource consent to build some 3 years after we'd already built our building. The proposal was for them to put ground floor liquor license and beverage up the second and third floor managed apartments, travellers accommodation. The resource consent application of the building, the architect stated that the two upper floors would be run as managed apartment style, providing guests to the town with a unique waterfront vantage point in the centre of the Wanaka township. The hearing panel at the time noted that living in the centre of town can give rise to conflicts between the amenity expectations of residents and the operation of legitimate town centre activities. These apartments were being constructed next door to a bar and first floor restaurant, and in the same building that the apartments are occupied, a ground floor liquor outlet. Six submitters to that original hearing, this was 10 years ago, pointed out that visitor and residential accommodation were not compatible in the centre of town, and there had been previous noise issues with the Bella Vista Motel, which had been built in the CBD area. These noise issues were known by the applicant at the time. For the neighbouring building, the panel accepted that when they gave the resource consent, the applicant's view that the noise issues could be overcome through appropriate design control. The applicant advised the apartments would be well insulated and all windows would be double glazed, also shutters would be installed in verandas, and this would give additional acoustic insulation. Now, 10 years later, the chickens have come home to roost. We have a submission 707 from the body corporate with reverse sensitivity issues. The very factors the panel pointed out that would be problems which the applicant at the time said they would deal with. The other interesting thing is that their resource consent was for managed apartments and travellers' accommodation, not residential living. They are now, in my view, misleading the panel because they are describing the apartments that exist there now as six residential units and refer in their submission to the value of residential amenity and residential activity. It's entirely unreasonable that this party are now anxious regarding noise limits and wish to impose restrictions and abandon the concept of the proposed entertainment precinct. It is my contention that this submission misleads the hearing panel and is not based on the evidence and submissions when the building was originally consented. So the decision with respect to that that I'm seeking is that the submitter 707, the panel dismissed this submission as residential living was never part of the original resource consent. They knew they were building a building within a waterfront entertainment precinct and gave commitments to insulate accordingly. The panel should dismiss their objections. Now, finally, I just would like to touch on one other area, and I'm not sure where it falls into a planning or a licensing issue, but I would like the panel to consider and review the onerous CBD provisions that require diners to vacate outdoor tables by 10 p.m. in the evening. In summer in particular, this is ridiculous. With the diversity of tourists, some visitors don't even begin to dine out until 9 p.m. It is draconian and embarrassing to advise diners that partway through their meal, they need to vacate tables to meet an arbitrary 10 p.m. curfew. Likewise, the need to provide for smokers. After 10 p.m, smokers are not permitted on external decks and are required to go and stand on the footpath to consume their cigarettes. Now, I'd be happy to ban smoking altogether, but if we have to provide for them, they can't be contained on outdoor areas. They get pushed onto the footpath and there are issues around that. Again, I would like to see the panel examine those. So the decision I seek with respect to these restrictions, I see there's possible options. During summer hours, and that period to be defined, diners are permitted to occupy external decks until 11 p.m. After 11 p.m, smokers are permitted to smoke on external decks, but the consumption of alcohol is prohibited. And noise limit provisions should apply, and if continuously breached, the operator is required to revert back to the 10 p.m. original limitation. Thank you.
Just on the last point, Mr. Garden, I think that the intention of the rules, as we understand the evidence from the council, is that outdoor dining can occur after 10, that it becomes, to 11 at least, it becomes a licensing issue in part, and the noise restrictions in the entertainment precinct would allow the outdoor dining. So.
Yeah, is it planning or licensing or a combination of both? And it is confusing, and I know the people that I'm a landlord, but the tenants that I work with it's exceedingly frustrating because I would like to see perhaps the council adopt the flexibility so that the licensing people, when they look, can refer to more flexible planning conditions, perhaps.
Yeah. The other point, can you just clarify, is it your building that has gin and raspberry?
No.
It's the neighbouring building.
Yeah, so you've got gin and raspberry, then you've got the building that I refer to with the apartments, with the trout bar, and then you've got my building. And in this...
Which is the one where... Is that the one with Alcoo?
No, I'm
in
the next one.
The one in between the two.
Yeah. I'll leave that with you. Okay. So that's hopefully... an opportunity. So appreciate your time. Any other questions?
No other questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Side of Mr. North. No? Mr. Graves then.
I'm just here listening for now.
But we're ready for you.
I'm at 3:30.
But we're ready now.
Right. That's right, who's the architect, but it's gonna be here at 3:30.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is she expected in the next 10 minutes or so?
No.
How far away is she?
She'll be here on 3:30.
On 3:30. In that case, unless there's Mr. North arrives, we'll adjourn until 1:30. Well, actually, 1:20. 1:20 is. Sorry, Mr. Cruz, it's 1:20 that you're listed for.
Oh, I think
it's yes, it is.
Sounds like there's been a reading.
It's coming.
Has it been?
It's been a reject. I'm on at 3:30.
3:30 is Mr. Farrell on my agenda.
I think it used to be.
Yeah, it was. And then.
Yeah.